No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today we're bringing back an old friend of the show. He was on about 3 years ago, and he's been going crazy ever since. Sos Moolah is in the building.
What's goody, what's goody?
How you feeling, man?
Feeling good, man.
What's changed in your life in the past 3 years? Give me big, broad strokes here.
Definitely the fan base and shit, like the shows, the everything is bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like when we first did that interview with you, that was like coming out of SoundCloud, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like we only had one video out, Schindler's Vid.
Right.
So I felt like that was like coming out of SoundCloud, and now it's like been on mad tours, sold out shit. Just everything's bigger now, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. My merch sells like crazy now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All that type of shit, so.
That is one thing I've noticed that's been kind of crazy is that, like, I just see mad people wearing City Morgue shirts that I'm pretty sure either don't know who City Morgue is or just, I don't know. Like, I don't know how they got it, but they're fucking with it.
Yeah, it's crazy. That V-Long collab was big for us.
Right.
Everyone got that shit. Literally everybody. There's rappers that don't even know who I am that got that shit, so.
Right.
Up.
I mean, it's a good brand name, to be honest. Like, it's kind of like a rap group name that's such a good name that even if you don't know you're Zilla, it still, like, seems like a logical thing to wear.
Yeah. It is. It's fire.
Yeah.
It's hard. And we from New York City. City Morgue. It just sounds good, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. Okay, so I guess just for the people who didn't see the first one or whatever, give them a little brief reminder of who you are and where you're from.
My name is Sos Moolah. I'm from Spanish Harlem, East Side, El Barrio, Upper East Side, Stanley Isaac Projects. I've been there my whole life. Pretty much everything, you know what I'm saying? Did everything there. All my dirt there, went to jail there. Started everything there. Everything that I know in the street started there.
But most importantly, you like to sell crack there.
I like to sell a lot of crack there. A lot of crack there. I went to all my cases was crack cases. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Except for I had a gun charge. That was my first charge ever. I was like 15, 16 when I caught that, yeah. But all my shit was trapping, selling drugs, getting caught with drugs, direct sales, serving undercover police,
right.
Shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
I was mostly referring to on the first interview because at a certain point I was just like, so what do you do in Harlem? And you were like, I like to sell crack. And we all laughed our asses off. I don't know if that ever really became as big a meme as I thought it should have been after that, because that shit was so funny the way that it came out.
It went viral in its own little way.
Right.
Yeah, like, it went viral in its own little way. I think my fan base, it went viral, you know?
Yeah.
They love it. So.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So in terms of seeing your fan base grow and stuff, like, do you feel like you guys primarily get fans who are more on like the, you know, interested in more of the metal side of things or whatever, or do you feel like you also appeal to a lot of more like regular hip hop fans?
Definitely fans is into the metal shit more and more, but it's crazy though, cause it's like now it's more like a little bit of everybody now, like, you know what I'm saying? People are starting to come along, like, you know what I'm saying? People that don't understand it, because not everyone understands this shit. They don't get it, you know? It's like so many different genres of music. And our shit is like screaming, we rapping on guitar beats.
Mm.
Not all of it. Like, a lot of my solo shit is very different.
Yeah, because when I was like really like watching a lot of your recent shit and stuff, I was interested in seeing that. I'm like, you know, he does manage to like sort of, because you know, sometimes you'll see a rapper and they go fully in one direction. I've seen rappers become country rappers. I've seen rappers become metal type rappers. But like, you do sort of mix it up and put stuff that I think would appeal to more of like a regular hip hop audience, as well as doing some more alternative shit.
Yeah, for sure. Because I'm saying I grew up on all that shit. I grew up on everything, like from rock to rap, because of my mom's. She was playing that shit in the crib. So like, I had mad different phases in my life where I had like different favorite rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had this favorite rapper at this age. I had another favorite, like, you know what I'm saying? So I had like a lot of different, I listened to everything. My mom's just playing everything from fucking Manson to Jay-Z to fucking Bob Marley, everything in the crib. I heard everything growing up, so.
I feel like Hispanic people are low-key like the main consumers of like metal. in the world. Because forever you will be in the hood and see a random Mexican kid in a Metallica shirt, Slayer shirt, etc. Now that's just kind of cool. But like, I've always just felt like that. There's something about that shit that really gravitated towards a lot of Hispanic people.
Yeah, nah, it's definitely very big in Hispanic culture, especially South America. I'm from South America.
Right.
I'm a Brazilian and Argentinian, so yeah, I got mad fans out there. They be in the comments and the DMs and going crazy. You know what I'm saying?
So you haven't toured overseas yet, have you?
I toured Europe with Zilla in 2018. We had like a short Europe tour. Yeah, like 4 or 5 days, some shit like that. Six days, six shows, but I'm about to go to Poland in a couple of days.
Wow, really?
Warsaw, do 2 shows. I did a show there in 2018 before.
Your fan base is crazy out there?
Yeah, it's crazy. They really? Going nuts out there. They like die hard for real out there.
Right.
They like different.
Because when you pull up, they know they might not see you for another couple of years, if ever again, so they really make it count.
They make that shit count for real. And they show bad love. They buy all the merch. They support, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
No matter what.
So, back when did you start rapping, and were you doing like more traditional rap stuff for a while, and when did you get turned on to maybe going a little different direction production wise?
Alright, so like, you know, I started rapping like I would say like 13, like bullshit. I should be like, you know, like any little kid just start rapping, boom, boom, boom. But taking it seriously had to be when I met Zilla. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's rapping that way too. Cause like we just like created that, like when I came home in like 2016, and then we was just in the studio locked in every day, just creating that shit for like 6 months before we even put anything out on SoundCloud.
Right.
So then, yeah, we just got into that. Whatever that was we created that, and that's what we put out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like calling it a trap metal. Like, I hear everyone calls it trap metal, or I don't know what to call it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because there's been so many bad combinations of rap and metal over the years that it's like you don't really want to associate yourself with it that strictly, because then you feel like they're going to put you in a Limp Bizkit category or whatever it might be. Like, no, there's anything really wrong with
Limp Bizkit. I fuck with Limp Bizkit, too. Shout out to him.
but there's just been so many weird versions of it over the years that it's hard to like really put a title on it, I feel like.
It's hard. It's hard, but I don't know. They'll come around sooner or later. It's happening. Right. Little by little.
Yo, it's crazy to think, though, that when we did that first interview, that it was like the 6ix9ine thing was just this big looming, you know, like you guys were popping off at that time, but that he was so big at that time. Yeah. Fast forward a couple of years, he snitched, he went to prison for a little while, came out, nobody really gives a fuck about his music. It's like that whole chapter just kind of like passed by, and you guys are still going strong.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it's real is real. It is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's what it is.
It must be crazy to just have seen that all happen and just have like lived through it.
The music shit is crazy, especially now. This internet shit is crazy. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Anything is possible now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't put shit past nobody. Like, you liable to see anything on fucking Instagram the next day.
But just for the fans who aren't aware, though, like, you guys kind of, in a way, really kind of gave him the style that he was running with.
Got
at
everything
first.
From us.
Right.
Got everything from us. Everything. He looked like that cause of us. You know what I'm saying? He talked like that cause of us. You know what I'm saying? Everything he got from us.
Right. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. This is weird too, because it's like it used to be like you could just clickbait the fuck out of it. Everybody wanted to hear everything about it. And it's like that era is kind of gone. Like I probably wouldn't like cut this and be like, "So Smooth speaks on 6ix9ine." People are gonna be like, "Man, who gives a fuck?" That was years ago.
No one cares about that shit. That shit is. Old dudes, you know, we still moving. I just dropped my solo tape, 13 songs to die to. Shit is going crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Are you independent at this point?
I'm signed. Yeah, I'm
Republic?
Signed. Republic. Yeah, I'm still at Republic.
How many years has that been, and how's that going?
I've been with them like 3 years now. Yeah.
Right. And so how do you feel about the job that they've been doing with your career? You're a very different type of artist than what they're probably used to dealing with, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Hell yeah. I fuck with Republic. I fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? They patient. They patient and they get it. They understand it. You know what I'm saying? Even though we're not like the mainstream, whatever the acts at the label, but they get it and they understand it and they let us create. They give us a lot of, what's that shit you call it? Like creative control?
Right.
Yeah, they give us. So as long as they giving that, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't got no complaints. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's good.
Yeah, because like, what's your kind of vision for your career? Like, you are so outside of the norm of what we expect from a rapper. Like, what do you see as being the thing that you're working towards, or where you could imagine your fan base getting to?
Honestly, I love this music shit. Like, I'm going to do this shit forever. You know what I'm saying? But I really want to get into movies. I want to start showing movies. Like, I'm saying, not like on some, like I get a lot of inspiration from, like, Rob Zombie, Quentin Tarantino, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I want to definitely get into showing movies. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually about to start showing some shit. So
right.
I'm about to start showing some, like, independent shit. With my boy Ill Views, he shoots all my vids. He's a maniac. He's a genius.
Right. So, yeah. Have you been sort of like dipping your toes in that a little bit, just with the videos? Because I've seen you doing more and more theatric shit where you're dressed up like a fucking evil priest and all this kind of shit.
Yeah. That was actually the Kim Dracula kid.
So that was him dressed
up.
That was him.
Yeah. It's all good. But yeah, definitely more cinematic shit. You know, like having fun with this shit. This shit is fun.
Mm.
So it's like, if you're not having fun with this shit, what the fuck you doing this shit for? Like, you know what I'm saying? This shit is fun, so that's really what it is.
Right. Yeah, like how often have you been dropping? Like how often do you think that you can really drop a project and have your fans stay tuned in?
Well, I don't drop a lot, you know what I'm saying? I don't drop a lot of music, but I have a whole shitload of music. Like, during the pandemic, I recorded like 300 songs in the pandemic because I couldn't do shit. We couldn't do nothing. We was on lockdown, but my studio they was open on the low for us. I was just locked in the stool recording crazy. Recorded a bunch of like 300 solo songs, and I was just going crazy, you know what I'm saying? Recorded an album with Zilla 2. We got that about to come out soon, volume 3. Just going crazy, locked in. You know what I'm saying? Till they said we was allowed to drop music, till they started giving us dates again.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, so you didn't want to drop music before you could tour it as well?
Yeah, it was kind of like, we was just trying to figure it out, like, what was the next move for us as a unit, as a whole, as far as, like, you know, the team, City Morgue, and, you know what I'm saying, before we do a solo project and then give them another City Morgue project. Because, you know, we never put out solo projects, so.
Right.
It was more of that thing, you know what I'm saying, waiting to see what was the best. I mean, we just basically went with the flow, and yeah, it's lit, so.
Have you guys ever, like, gone through ups and downs in terms of your ability to work together, or are you guys, like, really straight together, like, always,
this shit is
like,
so
brothers?
Yeah, shit is so organic. Me and Zilla go in the studio. We don't even got to be talking in the studio. We'll hear the beat, which is, it's that look. He just go. His verse, I go do my thing. Whoever go first, it's like on that type of shit. Sometimes he go first, sometimes I go first. Yeah, it's just really on the beat. You know what I'm saying, it's really that beat, like, and that vibe. You know what I'm saying, the beat give you the vibe. So
right,
because yeah, I don't like write no more. I just like punch in now.
Mm.
Yeah, I haven't, like, the whole pandemic. I started doing that. I stopped writing. I still write here and there, but very rare.
Right.
Yeah, I just punch in now, so.
Were you just making so much music that it just became easy for you to just start punching in? And did you feel like, is it a different thing for you to be making that much music compared to only going in the studio so much? Because it's like you really only have so much creative juices to work with, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I don't know. Like, when you punch, for me now, like, when you punch in, it's like more like of a vibe type thing. Like, I go to the studio, I go for vibes. Like, I get super high. You know what I'm saying? Might get drunk. Who knows? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? I just like try to create a vibe. You know what I'm saying? The stew and hit them beats. It's really the beat. The beat give you the vibe. And sometimes I go to the stew. I might record 10 whack songs and two of them is hot. But all right, that's cool. Like, whatever. We just keep going.
But do you think they're whack and then you just finish them anyway?
Yeah. I record a lot of, I always finish the song and sometimes I stop mid through though. Like, okay. This shit is whack. Fuck this shit. On to the next. Play the next beat. Uh-huh. But. A lot of times I do that, but yeah, I got mad songs that's never gonna come out. Probably on them 300 songs, I only like 50 of them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's that ratio. It's like, all right, 50 of these is like really bangers. Like, and then it's like another 50 of them is like personal songs. Like, I like it, but I don't think no one else is gonna like it. You know what I'm trying to say? Or like, I don't know.
Right.
I overthink shit sometimes too, but I try to just go with the flow. You know what I'm saying? For most of my shit.
You know, you just made me wonder, like, what's the vibe at your live shows like? Like, is it really fucking crazy in the crowd, mosh pits and all that shit?
That shit is crazy. People be breaking their legs, bloody noses.
You seen all that?
Yeah, like it was crazy. Like people getting their teeth knocked out in the pit. Like they going crazy.
Just like accidental injuries.
Yeah, accidental.
It's not like real blown out fights in there as well.
Nah, I mean it happens. You know what I'm saying, it happens. But for the most part, it's all love. It's they in the pit, and after that, you know, they hugging. You know what I'm saying, so
right.
It's all love. It's not no. Yeah, it's never no like fights in the pit and shit.
How high energy though do you keep your performance though in that kind of environment? Because that's one thing I've always said is that rap live is usually like not that great.
Yeah.
Whereas in comparison, like metal and hardcore, all the shit crazy. That I actually grew up going to, some of the best live experiences because the crowd gets so into it, the fucking band or whatever, like all these people playing instruments at the same time in unison, it just kind of like creates a wild ass demeanor.
Nah, it's crazy. Like, I mean, I'm used to it now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we just started doing shows again. I was a little rusty, like, the first. We did Rolling Loud.
Right.
We did, the Lyrical Lemonade shit, Chicago.
Right.
I did the Utah Festival shit. I'm about to go to Poland right now. But yeah, I'm back used to it already. Like, it's just used to it. And it's short sets. It's 20-minute sets.
You only do a 20-minute set?
Yeah, like, for, like, these festivals. But on tour is, like, an hour. Like, I could do an hour set. Definitely going. You definitely got to work out, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, keep in shape for that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's all about, like, what standard you want to hold yourself to, because you could just kind of walk back and forth and it's all good, but then also sometimes you see people and they're really running back and forth, running that stage, and that shit is, like, kind of priceless.
Yeah, and you also, you want to get the fans that, you know what I'm saying? You want to turn up with them. You want to give them that connection. So it's a, you know, it's a... I don't know. I'm used to it, so I just turn up the whole shit. I get tired. You know, we have little breaks and shit, but for the most part, you just turn up. Sometimes we ready to pass out, but
it's just
keep going.
What's the longest tour you ever been on?
Longest tour I probably been on was the Grade A tour.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody was on that tour.
Juice and shit like that?
Suicide Boys.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody was on that tour. Shoreline was on that tour. A lot of people, Shake, Jerm.
Oh, okay, now I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Puyo, Denzel Curry was on that tour. A lot of people was on that tour.
How was that? The chemistry, though.
It was fire.
It's a lot of different types of people right there.
Yeah, it was a lot of rappers on that tour. It was fire, though. Everybody got along.
Right.
Yeah, it was lit.
It was love. I would hate to see anybody give y'all a hard time on that one. It'd be a complicated beatdown.
Yeah, we chilling. It's all love.
You been staying out of trouble?
Hell yeah. I don't get in no trouble no more. I can't afford it.
Really?
Yeah. I really got 3 felonies.
Really?
Yeah.
All from like before the most recent interview or?
Yeah, before. Like, I really live what I rap about. You know what I mean?
So you got to actually like stay out of trouble? Like, what's that look like?
Yeah, I got to stay out of trouble. I mean, I can't catch no violent or no drug charges again. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It would slay me.
So you can't be out just like hanging on the block, just like doing whatever, a lot of your friends are, or what?
I mean, yeah, like I got the homies that's still in the field, they still in the streets and shit, and yeah, I still come around, I still be in the hood, like, you know what I'm saying? But it's more of an in and out thing now. It's not like I'm on this block all day, like, oh, social's on the corner right now, like I'm always gonna be on that corner. Nah, it's not, hell no, it's more of an in and out. Swing through type of thing, you know what I'm saying?
You live right in the city, or are you up?
Yeah, I still live in New York right now, but I be back and forth here a lot. I just come out here a lot to kick it, record out here a lot, you know what I'm saying?
Who you tap in with in LA for the most part?
Really nobody. I be in my own world, you know what I'm saying? I come out here, go to the studio, shoot vids out here, shit like that. I be with the gang. Gang be out here with me. We really just be in our own world. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you feel like did the pandemic affect anything else for you besides just recording all the time? Because I feel like for a lot of New Yorkers, people are just like used to being social all the time, and that's a big part of it. They got fucked up.
Oh yeah, I mean the pandemic fucked up the show money. It wasn't making no money.
But is that a big source of income for you?
Oh yeah, now it is. Hell yeah, because we sell out shows now. We sell out these little venues, 1,000 cap venues, you know what I'm saying? That shit is a bag, so. And it's meet and greets, you know what I'm saying? It's all that type of shit, so. I mean, hell yeah, that shit was a big, on the pandemic, the only way I was making money was merch. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It was merch. Shit, that's how I survived. And features, shit like that, dudes hit me up for a feature. Shit like that, I might do it, I might not, depending, you know?
Right.
How broke I am, you know? But. Other than that, yeah.
You don't mind doing that? You ever have somebody ask for a feature and they were whack as fuck and you just did it anyway? Because you just
bro, I did a lot of features that I wish that's on the internet right now that I wish I never did. You know what I'm saying? Especially like the first year when shit started going up. You know, like dudes, you might do a feature. I remember I did a feature for $300. You know what I'm saying? Right. Gave a dude a verse. This is 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I wasn't selling crack at that time. I was just.
You know. I feel like that's got to be weird too, because if you're in a rap group and then one of the people is kind of like selling themselves short, you ever feel like the other person in the group might sort of feel a way about that?
I've
seen that where I'm looking at it thinking like, if I was this dude, I'd be mad at this dude for doing that feature.
We family, you know what I'm saying? We understand each other, so yeah. Definitely. But yeah, I try not to do now. I'm charging 20 for a feature. Like I be getting 20 for a feature now. Like not a lot. It's not consistent. Hell no. Not everybody got 20 bands because I just don't want to do them unless I really fuck with you. Unless it's on some organic shit. Like I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm not into paying for features either. I'm not paying nobody for a feature. Like
right.
I don't give a fuck who you are. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
I gotta ask you this because I always looked at you as somebody who was kind of pushing the limit of what people were willing to wear in rap music.
For sure.
So that's the question is what's hot right now? What are you fucking with? And what are you absolutely not fucking with that you might have been fucking with at a certain point?
A lot of the shit I be wearing is custom. I mean,
these pants still got mad patches on them?
Yeah. We still doing that. I mean, these is Rick's. You know, everybody wearing Rick's now, but these is Rick's. These pants right here are some Durden pants we working on.
Okay.
So, yeah, some leather shits we working on. It's chrome hard, you know, but I mean, we still like, I don't know, like I just wear shit that I like. I don't really like go with the times and shit or whatever you call it. Like, I don't know. We just like, I don't. Like the jeans that we do wear, the patches, that's MST. We wear them shits every day. You know what I'm saying? I've been wearing them shits. I don't got them on today, but I wear them. I might have them shits on tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I wear them shits. I've been wearing them shits every day for the last 5 years of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got multiple pairs now, but it was a point where we only had one pair. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we try to just keep that aesthetic too going forever. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what got us lit too. You know, that's what niggas fuck with us.
Just
you know
style wise, you guys were doing something different for sure. Yeah.
I feel like nobody got more swag than us. Like when it comes to this shit, and we don't even got jury. These dudes be having all this jury. You know what I'm saying?
You're not a fan of that?
Nah. I'm a big fan of the jury. I definitely want to get jury. I'm just waiting.
Really?
I'm definitely gonna get some jury. I'm a big fan of it. Hell yeah, I be looking at that shit all day. All fucking day I'll be looking at jury.
That's interesting because there's a lot of people that's the first thing that they do as soon as they get a check is like, oh, I gotta get a whole bunch of chains and shit.
Yeah, I mean, each his own, you know. If you could do it, you could do it. I just feel like don't do some, you know how people say don't buy some if you can't buy it twice. I feel like don't buy some if you can't buy it three times, because you know, like you need to have that bread for real. You don't want to spend $100K on jury then have 20 racks left, 10 racks left. You know what I'm saying? You can't really survive like
that. I've seen it happen many times.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I've seen people get their check, their 20 grand advance, and then they just go to the mall, and it's like, it's all gone.
That shit ain't no bread.
Yeah.
That shit is short bread.
I mean, if you want to live like that, 20 grand ain't much. Yeah,
nah, that shit is whack.
If you want to be a normal person in middle America, 20 grand will get you ahead in life for sure.
Yeah, some people only get paid 20 grand a year,
yeah,
salary.
But those people also don't buy $20,000 chains.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's true.
That's real.
It's really how you want to live, what type of lifestyle.
That's 100% true. But, so do you listen to much metal or hardcore or anything like that, or you mostly listen to rap?
I listen mostly to rap, but when I do listen, I listen to Nirvana, I listen to Deftones, I listen to Manson, I listen to Weezer, I listen to Green Day.
Fuck with Weezer.
Yeah, I listen to, what else I listen to? I listen to a lot. I listen to Red Hot Chili Peppers, I listen to Korn, Slipknot, you know, but I mostly listen to rap.
Right.
Mostly, but my playlist is everything, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of Nirvana, did you see that the baby from the Nevermind album cover is suing Nirvana?
No, I didn't see that.
He's saying that they basically roped him into doing child pornography with that album cover.
That's crazy, man. That's fucking crazy. That's crazy. So he's grown now. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, he's like 30-something years old. I mean, I don't think this lawsuit has a lot of legs.
Yeah,
doesn't seem like it's really going to do anything. But also, I don't think anybody's putting out an album with a baby penis on it these days.
Yeah, no,
bold move.
Yeah, back then you could get away with a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't even say certain shit now.
I'm worried about even saying baby penis.
Yeah, you can't. You might. They might cancel us.
I mean, it's just like, if you were putting out an album, I guess they just didn't think about it. But for me, if I was putting out an album, it's like, why would I want to look at a baby's penis more than I have to?
I mean, it was definitely some, you know, shock value shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point, too. Yeah. But he's chasing the dollar. And so that's the argument, is that because he's swimming after the dollar, that it's supposed to, like, insinuate child pornography.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think is a stretch.
Yeah, it sounds like it's, you know.
I don't know.
Internet.
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 That's a fact.
Oh, yeah.
What, yo, so how you feel about all this crazy ass gang shit going on in New York? Like, especially since we last talked, shit fucking heated up in Brooklyn so much more. The drill wave took over. When I did that interview with you, it was even like before Pop Smoke. Yeah. Obviously, that kind of puts in perspective of how short and intense his career was.
Hey, I fuck with it. I love the drill shit. Right. I got a drill song on my tape with a drill artist, Busy Banks.
Oh, yeah. He's blowing up.
Yeah, hey, he's on my tape. I fuck with the drill shit heavy. I love it. And I be in Brooklyn heavy. And a lot of, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with it heavy.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Does it seem more intense or like more dangerous than a few years ago?
I mean, yeah, Brooklyn always, New York always been dangerous, especially Brooklyn, Harlem, Bronx, you know what I'm saying? Queens, this shit's just dangerous, you know what I'm saying? You could be in LES and 2-3 blocks down is a project. It's dangerous, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's dangerous everywhere you go, you know what I'm saying? And even, it's peaceful too, in the hood too, you know what I'm saying? It's peaceful too, but it's, I mean, it definitely turned up, you know what I'm saying? You know, it was a lot of, I heard New York had like the most shooings, some crazy shit this summer. We was like on the top, one of them top things for this summer, a lot of shooings. But
it got like way worse than it's been.
Yeah, it definitely got way worse. I mean, but yeah, I just be out the way. So
yeah, that's probably for the best.
Yeah, I'd be out the way.
I'd be worried about you though. Some of the stuff I see on your Instagram, I'm like, bro, how you got two big ass extendo clips in the whip with the red beams? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I feel like the cops in New York are not very tolerant of that.
Yeah, I mean,
are you just real tricky with it? Like, you just manage to get the photo, you post it 2 months later, there's no trace of it. You show up in my house, I don't know what that was, officer.
I mean, you know, I might take that photo in a different state too, you know.
Right,
like that
right.
photo was taken in Atlanta or something, so or whatever, you know, shit like that. So I don't think about it. I got my crib got raided before, like, you know what I'm saying, when I first started posting that type of shit 3 years ago.
Really?
I think we talked about it in the first year.
Yeah.
My crib got raided, but ever since then they ain't been fucking with me. But you know, every now and then I'll be at the airport, it'd be like DA run down on me to search my bag, so's moolah, what you got, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. Shit like that. They'll say some slick shit, like they send those little narco officers, them undercovers, to search your carry-on bag right before you board a flight. Like, I'm supposed to, you know, I don't know what they be thinking I got in there. I don't know, you know what I'm saying?
That's
probably
crazy.
Money. One time I had like 10 racks, they was like, why you got all this money? It's 10 bands, bro, like, shit ain't no money, but they just be, you know, they suck dick. That's what they do.
That's crazy. Yeah. You never had the rocket launcher?
Nah, that wasn't me with the rocket launcher.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Zilla.
Okay, he had it, right.
Yeah. I had the grenade launcher.
That, okay, yes.
Yeah.
Was that what the cops were partially concerned about?
Yeah, that was I think, it was around all that time we was posting that shit that they kicked the door in and shit.
Grenade launcher in the hood could be a big problem.
Yeah, we wasn't in the hood, though. Oh. Yeah, we was somewhere else.
That's what's
yeah,
up.
For sure.
I just remember back in the day, I had a kid in one of my vlogs in New York, and he was talking about the rocket launcher, and he said the cops showed up at his house the next day after I put the vlog out.
Damn, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, New York don't play with guns, you know what I'm saying? They don't play at all. They on some bullshit.
Yeah.
They on some bullshit for real.
100%. But way more disturbing than the blicks that I seen on your Instagram was you pouring lean into a St. Ives bottle.
Oh, yeah.
A 40. What? Explain this to me.
To be honest, Thug did it first. Young Thug did it.
He put it in the but he didn't mix it with the fucking alcohol, right? He just poured it up in the container.
Yeah, he poured it in the bottle. If you look on that picture in the swipe, I put the same picture of Thug up in the swipe.
Oh,
yeah. It was more just, I don't know, I was acting up that day.
Right.
Yeah, I was feeling good.
Is the lean basically useless once it's been mixed with fucking 40?
Not useless, but hey, you're gonna get fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna get fucked up. It's like drinking lean and drinking alcohol. It's like an upper and a downer. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a crazy high though. It's like when you want to lean and you pop a bean. It's a crazy high because it's like you don't know if you want to go up or down. You're in the middle.
Right.
But it's whatever. I don't recommend it. But
yeah, that's some scary shit right there.
Yeah, but
I remember Lil Pump one time poured a bunch of lean all over some cereal. and he was like pretending to eat it for like a Instagram clip or some shit. And then like afterwards, I just grabbed another spoon and I'm like, yo, I'm gonna fucking eat. I'm like, I'm just like eating the fucking cereals to just get to the lean. And it really kind of ruined the experience when you don't get to like taste it. It tastes good.
You gotta just do it traditional. You gotta just pour it up with the soda.
I feel like a bum.
Yeah, with the juice, however you pour it up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, you're doing all that other extra shit. It don't really go.
What's your average turn up these days? Are you scaled it up or you scaled it back over the years? You get a little more professional?
It depends. Like I definitely don't go crazy as I used to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be a little more healthier now. But I be on my savage shit. I turn up. When it's time to turn up, we turning up. We on it. We drinking. We doing everything. You feel me? We wilding. But I be chilling. You know what I'm saying? Maybe at every show we turn up. Like, I was just turned up in Chicago. We was off the shits. You know what I'm saying? But I'm chilling right now. But
do you ever go too hard and you couldn't perform?
Nah, it's happened before, but I catch myself now, like, right? I know how to catch myself now. I know when to stop.
Right. Yeah. I remember one time when we were on tour with Smoke Perp, and he was so fucked up that it was like we were holding up a fucking, like, Weekend at Bernie's or some shit, because he could barely stand on stage.
Yeah.
We were, like, walking him through the performance. Yeah. That was rough.
Yeah, I never get to that level. Never get to that level.
Yeah, that shit was ugly. Yeah. Okay, in terms of rap, what have you been listening to these days?
I listen to a lot of fucking Young Nudy.
Oh yeah, he's hard now.
Yeah, he's hard. I listen to Nudy. But listening to a lot. I mean, I listen to a lot of Future, Thug. You know what I'm saying? Those are like my favorite rappers. I listen to a lot of Future. But listen to a lot of shit though. I'm listening to ESTG. I've been listening to
hard.
I've been listening to a lot of UK drill.
Oh yeah, you get into that?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that shit. I love that shit.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any artists in particular? Or could you imagine yourself working with any of those guys?
For sure. For sure. Hell yeah. They fire over there. I fuck with it heavy. They super fire. I fuck with Dig That shit. I fuck with Fredo shit. I fuck with Central C shit.
Yeah.
They fire. I fuck with it.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so anything new that you got planned? Like, are you just, like, okay, I wanted to ask, too, in terms of the merch, do you just do random drops, or do you keep the fucking online store stocked all the time?
Nah, it's a random drop. It's a random drop. It's, like, whenever, like, I've been working with that brand, Fight the 2000s. We had sent you some merch.
Oh, yeah, I just do, like,
they creative control. That's the owner right there, my boy Zion.
I didn't realize that. That's crazy.
The shirt that we sent you and shit. Yeah. So I do, like, all the creative shit with them shit, yeah.
That's fine.
And then I've been dropping my solo merch too, my Souls Moolah merch. This is like my second drop I had, but yeah, I did one like when I dropped those like couple singles a couple months ago. I did a merch drop and then I just dropped the merch drop with the tape. But it was up for 2 days, 48-hour drop. Then it's over. You know what I'm saying? You can't get it. That shit is on Grail, selling for the high.
You ever see anybody wearing your shit where you're like, damn, I wish they weren't wearing my shit?
Nah, hell no. Hell no, because even if it's someone I don't like, that's fire. Wear my shit. You making it's more promo.
Because I was having that conversation with my friends the other day. Yeah. I'm like, you ever think about it? Like, if you own Supreme, there's probably been 1,000 times that somebody was rocking Supreme that they did not want rocking it, and they could never say anything.
Because if they
diss one person, then it would, like, open the door where people would feel like they were at risk of getting clowned if they were rocking it or some shit. So you kind of, if you're going to make clothes, you have to basically accept that you're just not going to pass judgment on who rocks the shit.
Yeah, nah, you can't be on no bullshit like that. You got to just, that's part of the brand. You got everyone's going, whoever wear that shit, that's better. It's more promo, you know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it, more promo.
Yeah, that's a fact. You got to accept the good part of it.
Accept it.
For sure. Okay, anything else you got going on? Anything we need to know about?
I'm dropping a bunch of vids. I'm about to go on tour. Bottom of the Barrel Tour, Volume 3. That's the name of the tour. Me and Zilla.
Right.
Headline tour. It starts September 29th. October 29th, it's an American tour, USA tour.
You guys perform together the whole time? You don't like separate it a little bit?
Nah, no. We don't. Even if we perform solo songs on stage, we right there. We're together. The whole show is together. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it's turned up. But yeah, that's about it. 13 songs to die to out now. I'm dropping a bunch of vids to that shit. Back to back. I'm about to drop some shit.
Oh yeah.
It's going crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Sure, man. It's dope to just see you still going crazy and everything.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's Moolah.
You already know.
No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, yeah, iTunes, Patreon. You see the $25 tier. Patreon's on the screen. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate everybody out there. Let's get higher.
Sure. Wow.